Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Gurudev, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev.
हरे नाम संकीर्तन की जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 38th चैप्टर एंड श्लोका नंबर 50 एंड 51। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। यो जायमानः सर्वेषां तेजस तेजस्वी नाम रुचा स्वयोपादत्त दाक्षाश्च कर्मणां दक्षम ब्रुवन् तं प्रजा सर्ग रक्षायां अनादिरभिभिश्च च युयोजो युयुजेन्याश्च सवै सर्वप्रजापतिन् योजायमानः सर्वेषां तेजस्तेजस्विनां रुचा स्वयोपादत्य दाक्ष्याश्च कर्मणां दक्षमब्रुवन् तं प्रजा सर्गरक्षयाम् अनादिरभिभिश्च च युयुजो युयुजेन्याश्च सवै सर्वप्रजापतिन् योजायमानः सर्वेषां तेजस्तेजस्विनां रुचा स्वयोपादत्य दाक्ष्याश्च कर्मणां दक्षमब्रुवन् तं प्रजा सर्गरक्षायाम् अनादिरभिभिश्च च युयुजो युयुजेन्याश्च सवै सर्वप्रजापतिन् दक्षाक्ष कर्मणां दक्षमब्रुवन् तं प्रजा सर्गरक्षायाम् अनादिरभिषिक्ष च युयुजो युयुन्येनाश्च सवे सर्वप्रजापतिन् योजायमानः सर्वेषां तेजस्तेजस्विनां रुचा स्वयोपादत्त दाक्षश्च कर्मणां दक्षमब्रुवन् तं प्रजा सर्गरक्षायाम् अनादिरभिविश्च युयुजो युयुजोन्याश्च सवे सर्व प्रजापति द वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग यह वन हु जयमानः जस्ट आफ्टर हिज बर्थ सर्वेषां ऑफ ऑल तेजः द बिलियंस तेजस्विनां ब्रिलियंट रुच बाय इफुलजेंस स्वया हिज उपादत्त कवर्ड दाक्षात फ्रॉम बीइंग एक्सपर्ट च एंड कर्मणाम इन फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज दक्षम दक्ष अब्रुवन वॉज कॉल्ड तम हिम प्रजा लिविंग बीइंग्स सर्ग जनरेटिंग रक्षायाम इन द मैटर ऑफ मेंटेनिंग अनादि द फर्स्ट बॉर्न लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा अभिशिष्च हैविंग अपॉइंटेड च ऑल्सो युयुज एंगेज्ड युयुजे एंगेज्ड अन्यान अदर्स च एंड सह ही वै सर्टनली सर्व ऑल प्रजापतीन प्रोजिनेटर्स ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज Translation and purport by Swami Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. After being born, Daksha, by the super excellence of his bodily luster, covered all others' bodily opulences. Because he was very expert in performing fruitive activity, he was called by the name Daksha, meaning the very expert. Lord Brahma therefore engaged Daksha in the work of generating living entities and maintaining them. In the due course of time, Daksha also engaged other Prajapati's progenitors in the process of generation and maintenance. Purport. Daksha became almost as powerful as Lord Brahma. Consequently, Lord Brahma engaged him in generating population. Daksha was very influential and opulent. In his own turn, Daksha engaged other Prajapatis headed by Marichi. In this way, the population of the universe increased. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 44th canto, 38th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Activities of the Prachetas. Om Adnyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Putale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchat Desh Tarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So I welcome all of you in this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. I seek blessings from all of you, especially Rajasham Prabhu, and many other seniors are sitting in front of me. Sarvalakshan Prabhu, Jugal Kishore Prabhu, Acharyaratna Prabhu, and many others. So I seek their blessings. So whatever I am speaking on the Vyasasana, I should follow of the Vyasasana. So here the section is going on about the Prachetas, the last shloka of this chapter, the activities of Prachetas. And the next chapter it will be starting that Narada instructing the Prachetas. So this is like the wonderful family where the Uttanapad, then Dhruva, and then over a period of time the Pruthu, and then Antardhan, then Harivandana, and then Harivandana's son is Barishat, and his sons are the Prachetas. And the Prachetas' son is Daksha, and Daksha's sons are Haryashvas and Shavalashvas. We can see that in this whole family, the Narad Muni is the link. Dhruva, then Narad Muni came and instructed him. Pruthu Maharaj, Narad Muni was not instructing, but he came. And then after the Pruthu Maharaj, two generations, where after Pruthu Maharaj's departure, this Antardhan and Harivandana was engaging in fruitive activities. And then afterwards, Barishad also continued the same one. His name is Prachini Bari. He also continued the same one. And for the Barishad also, Narad Muni is instructing. It's like when Lord Shiva in the same canto, 24th chapter, where we see that Lord Shiva is instructing the Prachetas when the Prachini Bhari sent them for the austerities, and Lord Shiva came in between. It was not planned, but out of compassion Lord Shiva is coming and singing the Rudra Gita. And here in that time only the Prachini Bhari in a home, the Narad Muni comes and he is instructing. Is like allegorical story of the Puranjan and many other things are happening. So Narad Muni is a unique preacher. For Dhruva, the different way of the preaching happened. For the Prachini Bari, the different way of preaching happened. For the Prachetas, I was just wondered that why the Prachetas, they were initiated by the Shiva. It has been mentioned in the 4th chapter, where the Shiva is like, Prabhupada is saying that Shiva is initiating the Prachetas. After initiation, everything, and it has been mentioned that by just meditating on the instructions of the Shiva, Prachetas perfected their lives. And then they after engaged themselves in the family activities. And why it was again, and then they got the Sakshat Darshan of the Lord Vishnu. And then afterwards, why Narad Muni is coming there and instructing the Prachetas? It was amazing. But it's like, it will be coming in the fourth shloka of this 31st chapter. It has been mentioned that when they saw the Narad Muni, they spoke also that in a family life, we forgot the instructions of Lord Shiva and Vishnu. Thank you for coming. And in the same shloka in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Prachetas admitted that they forgot the instructions of the Lord Shiva and Vishnu. So it is a Narad Muni is not only a preacher for the newcomers, where for the Prachini Bhari, where he is explaining the allegorical story, where we go out and new people, we present a PowerPoint presentation and all these things. But he is coming to the Prachetas and explaining. They are initiated, and they were initiated by a different personality. It is not that by Narad Muni only, and Shiva, Lord Shiva is instructing and actually initiating them. But Narad Muni, out of kindness, compassion, he is coming there and instructing them. And what is that instruction? Narad Muni is not compromising anything. Yatha taror mool anishechena trupyanti taskanda bhujopashakha. It's like directly you are watering. You should not water here and there, just on the roots. There is no compromise. There is a Narad Bhakti Sutra. So wonderful sutras are there. Satasmin prama prema rupa amruta swarupa cha yalabdha apuman siddho bhavati amruto bhavati trupto bhavati. It's like, it's a glorification of the bhakti. Once you start the devotional service, Narad Muni says that his parama prema rupa, it will be offering you the parama prema rupa. It is amruta swarupa, it is a nectarian. And be assured that it will be giving you the amrut. Yallabdha puman. There is amruto bhoti, siddho bhoti. All the siddhis also. Siddho means it is not that particular the siddhis what we are talking about in general. But it is the devotional, the siddhis are there. So it is the glorification. Like Narad Muni is not compromising preacher. He is the preaching to the initiated devotees also. And he is preaching the neophytes also. Now we can see what Lord Shiva's and his instructions are. Lord Shiva is the master of Durga Devi. And he is telling that how to escape from the clutches of my wife. he could have said that you can just surrender to my wife or me. That's all. But he is saying that. And in that 4.24, 36 shloka number. It is like Lord Shiva is glorifying the different personalities, and especially it starts with the Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So he is glorifying this Chaturviha. Why? Srila Prabhupada mentions out in this purport 4.24.36, there is one line comes that this Chaturviha is the masters of psychic actions, namely thinking, feeling, willing and acting. So I would like to just brief it on. This is like whatever I heard from His Holiness Bhaktivedyapurna Swami Maharaj. This is like the topic I understood about Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. What exactly this line means? That this is like in the 13th chapter of the Gita, 6th and 7th shloka, it has been mentioned that what exactly the field of activity is. This is 24 elements intermingling together and interacting together. It is called as the field of activity. In a Sanskrit, it is called as the Kshetra.
So that is the Sankarshan is a Kshetra. The inspiration for acting for that Kshetra is the Pradyumna. Then the willingness to do that particular activity is the Aniruddha, and actual activity is Vasudev. In terms, like, I will just would like to explain in some examples. If I am going from here to the Balaji temple, there are many field of activities for me existing. If I am just getting down from the Vyasasam, there is a marble floor, there is a good ceiling is there, then there are some murals are there, then there are some chandeliers are also there in the Balaji temple, and there is granite stone is there, and there is Lord Balaji himself is there, and in between there are so many stalls are there. I may get attracted to any of them. The field of activities are there, but I may get attracted towards any of them. If suppose I am attracted towards the murals, which are depicting the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavat, and I am started seeing that. But in between, before seeing that, the things happens, means acting is the, like, the activity, but the first thing is attraction, then willingness to see, and then after seeing that. Acting comes the last part, thinking, feeling, willing comes the first three stages. I will be seeing this murals, then I will be just going, reading the titles, and I will be asking the person who has made it, oh, what's so wonderful, the mirrors, like the murals you have made it, how you made it. So the acting is the last thing. And the other way also, is like I am just going out, and there is one devotee, we can just take for example that Janaki Vallapuru is coming from there, and he is a Balaji in charge, no, Balaji assistant in charge, and he is actually, I am just saying to him, and I am just reminding him, like, the Janaki Vallapuru is a field of activity for me, this Sankarshan for me, and by just seeing him, I remember of and feel about the Balaji Prasad. This is like, oh, he is carrying the Balaji Prasad, and my desires increased, and then I will, clear the willingness is there to take the Balaji Prasad or ask him. Then I will, after that, I will be doing the activity and ask them, Prabhuji, do you have some prasadam? So I am not taking, but I am just, for example, I am just quoting it out. Don't just say that I am just taking, but for the example's sake, I am just saying. So there are the field of activities are there for everything, everywhere. I am going out, and with me, Shripa Seva Prabhu is going out to the room from here. And for him, the field of activity which will be attracting that, okay, he will be seeing it out in the staircase. There is some unclean spots are there. Then he will be saying, "Arey, attract this field of activity." The feeling comes that, oh, there is a dirty place is there. Then the willingness comes that who was there at that particular shift, and then he will be. Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagwan ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shishi Jagannath Balde Subhadram ki jai. So the willingness will come that let's check who was there at that particular shift, who has not cleaned it. And then he will be calling to the supervisor, who was that. So that everything, whatever you do it, whatever in this whole world, there is full of field of activities. There is one shloka goes, I just forgot what exactly is, like, there are different topics in this particular world. The people are the, like, the people can have it, but the thing is that what you choose it, that is up to you. So the last one, this is like, not to go on in a very technical way in that, but we can just see in the Balaji temple itself, Balaji temple, when we do a parikrama of Balaji temple, first deity is Satya, then is Sankarshan, then is Achyuta. Achyuta It is like, I don't know why the Achyuta has come, but the Pradyumna has to be there. And then the Vasudev, and then the Aniruddha, and then the Vasudev is there. So while doing a parikrama, why, what we have to think, that my field of activity, oh Lord, you have to be there. In my field of activity, when his like whole thing has to be revolved around you, my thinking, feeling, willing and acting should revolve around you. You are my thinking, feeling and willing and acting. Nobody else should be my thinking, feeling, willing and acting. So that's why it is the four Chaturvyuhas are there around the Balaji temple, and Balaji temple is like the Lord Venkateshwara is in between. So he is saying that. And why the Satya is there as an absolute truth. The deity of the absolute truth is also there. Satya. One of the name of the Lord is Satya Sankalpa. But it is starts with the absolute truth. And then it goes on like that. So in a 13th, so in the same shloka of 13.6 and 7, it's like we are now talking about why Daksha insulted. He got association of the Shiva, and now the Daksha's rebirth is there. There are the two famous stories of rebirth, reincarnation in Bhagavatam, Bharat Maharaj and Daksha. So the another story we are talking about is Daksha. So here, why Daksha have insulted Lord Shiva? In 13.6 and 7, this you can read the purport also. That in that it has been mentioned that there is a tamasa buddhi. This material, when the pure consciousness associates with the material energy, it is called a tamasa buddhi, or in our terms we call it as a false ego. And false ego, from the false ego it emanates the three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion and ignorance. And the subtle body, mind and intelligence, the false ego is not, but the mind and intelligence. When the tamasa buddhi interacts through these three modes of material nature to the intelligence, then it is mentioned in the same like modes of material nature that there is three ways the intelligence is also. Ignorance, intelligence, then passion intelligence and goodness intelligence. And in the 14.6 where Krishna explains about the goodness intelligence, in that same purport Prabhupada writes down that there is a problem for the goodness intelligence also. Why? Because with the goodness intelligence the pride comes, that I know better than anybody else. That was the problem with Daksha. Daksha was having that problem, that he was having the goodness intelligence, that being born as a Brahma's son, now he has to take birth as a Kshatriya's seaman, in the form of Kshatriya's seaman. But being born, because he was born as a Brahma's son, he was having the goodness intelligence, and because of that he insulted Lord Shiva. And because of the things happens, started moving it out. And then how we can go beyond this? The same Gita explains about, there is one shloka, 14.26. It's 14.26, if you can have it. Mam cha yo vyabhicharena bhakti yogina sevate sa gunan samatitvetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So it has been mentioned that if you would like to go beyond this, then you have to do a vyabhicharani bhakti for me. The Lord is mentioning about. And before that also 4.22 or 23, where the Lord mentions that the person who starts understanding this, because of these three modes of mental nature, I am acting like this, that person will be coming to me. And actually before, in that 7th chapter of the Gita, Krishna mentions that మామేవయ ప్రపద్యంతే మాయామితాం తరంగితే. ఇఫ్ సంబడి కమ్స్ టు మీ దెన్ హీ విల్ బి ఫ్లోట్ ఆన్ ద మాయా. అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అట్మోస్ట్ నెసెసరీ టు ఫ్లోట్ ఆన్ ద మాయా. ఇట్ ఈస్ అట్మోస్ట్ ఆర్ ఎల్స్ వీ విల్ బి డ్రౌనింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ ద భవసాగర్. దాట్స్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ బిన్ మెన్షన్ దాట్ త్రైగుణ్య విషయావేగ నిస్త్రైగుణ్య భవార్జున నిర్ద్వంద్వో నిత్య సత్వస్తు నిర్యోగక్షేమ ఆత్మమా. The Lord is mentioning about in the second chapter only that this is before mentioning about the three modes of material nature. He is mentioning about this in a second chapter only that just it will be coming up, but you don't get attracted towards that. So who will be how now we have understood theoretically somewhat this is like this we have to go out of this material world. So the person who takes out in front of us the spiritual field of activity, for that person we have to surrender. Then that will be happening. Every time we in the morning we sing that guru mukha padma vakya chitte te kariya kaikya ఆర నా కరీ హో మనే ఆశా శ్రీ గురు చరణే రతి ఏ సే ఉత్తమ గతి జే ప్రసాదే పూరే సర్వ ఆశా చక్షుదాన దిలో జేయీ జన్మే జన్మే ప్రభు సేయి దివ్య జ్ఞాన హృదే ప్రకాశితో. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ బై నరోత్తమ్ దాస్ ఠాకూర్. ఐ ఫీల్ బై నరోత్తమ్ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ షోన్ బై హిజ్ ఓన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. హీ హ్యాస్ షోన్ బై లైక్ వైష్ణవస్ డోంట్ రైట్ ఓన్లీ ద పోయమ్స్ బట్ దే ప్రాక్టీస్ అండ్ దెన్ దే రైట్ ఇట్. It is the heart of the Vaishnavas. It comes in the form of the writings. So there is no other way. It is like the sheltering or taking shelter at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. And the spiritual master offers the field of spiritual activity. And then the feelingness comes, then the willingness comes, then the activity starts, actually. So there is one story I would like to explain, and then we will be ending up after 2-3 minutes. The story of the Lakshmana Sena. There was a king, Ballala Sen, in Bengal. Before the Ballala Sen, there was Paul dynasty. Where all the Bengalis, they were following the Buddhism. Paul, because the king was following the Buddhism, that's why the citizens were also following the Buddhism. But when the Ballala Sen came in a throne, he was the Shakta worshippers and the Tantric worshippers. So from that time, the Bengal has become the Shakta worshipper. And the Tantra worshipper, it was like a somewhat madness. It's like a night pub out. It's like the same thing as the Tantra worshippers. They eat and they eat non-veg, they drink liquor, they are having the prostitutes, Sangha. As all the things happens in there. But the Ballala Sen was also like that. He was pious king, but he was a Tantra worshipper, he was having the same thing. He got a son named Lakshman Sen. And Lakshman Sen was very pious. And Lakshman Sen was so expert also in his skills that from the one the bank of the Ganges, from one side of the bank of Ganges, he used to shoot the arrows and it was hitting other side of the Ganges. That was his expertise. It's like how big the Ganges Patra is there, and from one side to another, and he used to practice, and it was hitting on the target. One day, Ballal Sen comes to him and says that, my dear son, you are now grown up, you are quite young, so you can accept the throne. Lakshman Sen says, no. You only continue. I will be just after you, like whatever you, after your death, I will be just continuing that. And one day, the Lakshman Sen was practicing from one side of the Ganges, and he was shooting an arrow. And after the arrow gets over, he used to swim across the Ganges to take or fetch the arrows. And when he did that, he saw that his father was engaged in illicit activity with some prostitute. He was shocked of his life. My God, my father, how he can do it like this? His heart was really beating very fast. And he forgot to fetch the arrows and he jumped into the Ganges. And in the mood that whatever Mother Ganges, Mother Ganga does to me, I will accept it. It will, if I die in the Mother Ganga, all right. If she takes me to some other places, all right. Wherever it is. Maravi Rakavi, Joichatuvar. So he jumped into the Mother Ganges. And after few distance or few miles, he just came across the other side of the river. And there he saw one person. He saw one person doing the meditation and somewhat maddened. He was thinking, his eyes were half closed, half open. And he was in his meditation, he was speaking loudly. They are coming, they are coming. I feel they will not come, they will not come. And Lakshman Sen saw it for half an hour. What he is speaking? They are coming, they will not come. And then he saw one hermitage. He thought that this must be the hermitage of this particular young meditator. So he picked that young meditator in his arms and put in a hermitage. Better it is like because of heat or something, he is speaking something like that. And when that meditator's dream broke open, he came to the external consciousness. He again spoke, they are coming or not? Krishna is coming or not? Then Lakshman Sen says that, what do you want? I can give you anything. I am a king's son. I can give you anything. You can ask me anything. And then he says that, give me a palm leaf. The young meditator asks, give me a palm leaf. I would like to write a poem. And the meditator saw towards Lakshman Sen and says that, who are you? This is my hermitage. Who are you? Then he says that, I am the son of Ballal Sen, the king's son. Oh, you are a king's son. Then you are asking me that you can offer me anything. You can offer me to Krishna. You can offer me Krishna. Then Lakshman Sen said, no, I cannot offer. I am a beggar in that. So then the Lakshman Sen understood that this must be a very elevated soul. Then he says that, I don't have anything. Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite par, tumara shakati ache. Amito kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, dhaitava pache pache. Then he just says that, you are having Krishna, you please offer me Krishna. And then this personality whose name was Jaydev Goswami. This Jaydev Goswami, he started reciting a very beautiful poem. Dhira samire jamuna tire vasati vane vanamali gopi peenat payodara mardana gopi peenat payodar mardan chanchala charayuga jali patati patatre vichalati patre sankita bhava
उपयानम् रचयति शयनम् सच कीटनयनम् पश्यति तव पंथानम्.
This is the same poem where clearly one gopi is telling to Radharani that Krishna is there, where dhira samire, where the pavan or the wind is blowing very slow. Hawa ka jhoka ekdam halke se beh raha hai. Yamuna tire, Yamuna ke ek tir pe hai. Vasati vane vanamali, vanamali is there. He is there in one of the garden, in one of the forest. And what he is doing, how he is waiting for you. Patati patatre vichalati patre, when the leaves are falling one by one, and he is just thinking from that direction Radha is coming. Vichalati patre, when the scattered leaves are making the noise, then from that direction Radha is, and he is sleeping, rolling on the leaves and saying that, and his sachakitan nayanam, with just searching for you, he is just waiting for him. Like the same mood is there in Gopi Geet also. Atati yad bhavanahanikananam trutiyugaryate twamapashyata kutilakuntalam shrimukham chate jadaudikshatam pakshmakrutrisham. It's like gopis are also saying that why this Brahma has created these eyelids. And it's like when we see you, O Krishna, while going to the forest, we would like to take enough darshan of you and store it in the heart, but the eyelids are moving, so I don't just appreciate the creator of this whole body. He is insane. So like the same mood is there. Once it's like the Jayadev Goswami is carrying the field of activity of Krishna Prem. Sorry, I'm just coming again on that. He is having that, and it is like Mother Ganga is taking towards him, and then it has been transferred. The willingness comes to the Lakshman scene that I would like to understand. The same way, like our particular or founder Acharya of ISKCON, he is having that mood. He is having the field of activity of the spiritual bliss. And we are like, we cannot compare ourselves as a Mother Ganga, but we can become a medium. Okay, the fallen condition souls are there. We just take them towards the lotus feet of that, to our spiritual master and predecessor Acharyas. And then they will be offering that. That feeling, the willingness will be coming, and then they will be actually practicing in their life. Here only we will like to end, and there are many things happens. Sorry, I just would like to forget. Really, I would like to just explain that sometimes the feeling means, like for the outsiders, the personalities, those who are engaging in the sinful activities, the same formula comes. Build up activity, thinking, feeling, willing, and all these things, there is there. Where we can cut down, is like somebody is doing a gross sinful activity, he can cut down at the max in the arena of the feelingness. When it comes on the willingness, that is really a difficult thing. It's like the famous pastimes. It is not a sinful activity, but it is the famous pastimes where I just ponder over the thought. It's like that Madhavendra Puripad. He was thinking that it is like Amrut Keli has been offered, and feeling about that, I would like to offer it, but it's not willing. He has not that developed. The feeling was there, and he just thought that it is sinful. So that's why I don't want it. And then he went out. But Krishna willed for that, and Krishna acted and just gave him the Amrut Keli. So here only we would like to end. Again, I would like to pray at the lotus feet of you all the Vaishnavas that whatever I spoke, let my thinking, feeling, willing and acting in the consciousness of to serve the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. In front of you, I don't want to.
Oh, here. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You just mentioned about those Chaturvya represents that different field of actors and other things. So, is there any scriptural reference for that?
It is there, na? It's like in the purport of 4.24.36. It is written. This is like they are the lord of the psychic actions. This is the same line is there. It's detail. It is. I also.
My question is like exactly like this. You mentioned about like first is Sankarshan represent the field of activities. So overall, one that sentence that they represent the psychic activities, but exactly that this is representing this. This is representing this. Is mentioned. And I just want the scriptural reference for that.
He is having. I was also searching for that, but I got this much. If Naam Prabhu or somebody can tell, because
it's exactly it is different. This one is the, yeah, that is there. But what Prabhuji spoke was a different. Like he represents field of activities. So that point, this is there. That is available. But yeah, but that is what like from scriptures where it is coming from.
Naam. Naam Prabhu, you know the references. The question is that where is the reference of this Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna and Vasudev, where clearly I mentioned it out, that what is the reference of this in the scriptures? The field of activity, feeling, willing. There's one line I clearly agree.
We are hearing on this, but as of now, presently I am not able to share. We are hearing there is lectures by Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. It is called as philosophical definition.
Yeah,
there he very nicely explains, but immediately I am not able to give the reference.
Intelligence has five functions. In that section it comes. What are the five functions? Like misapprehension, right apprehension, purpose is, no? In that section also, he says, positive sanction, Pradyumna, each of the roles is explained. But we never had examples, but these examples make it more nice. Because Maharaj is very realized, it's only Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. When he brings in examples to this, it becomes very crystal clear. Haribol.